Imagine a building project that involved moving 7,000 large stones across the Atlantic Ocean to reconstruct a building that was about 400 years old. That's what happened in this small town, and it was all done to honor a man and a speech. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Winston Churchill's Iron Curtain speech in Fulton, Missouri in March of 1946 proved prophetic as he foresaw the rise of communism as a challenge to the West. In the 1960s, to honor the Prime Minister and the words shared here, Westminster College had a novel idea.
Why don't we bring over from London a ruined, bombed-out church from World War II? It was nearly all but destroyed in World War II, and reconstruct it in the heartland of America at Westminster College to honor Churchill's speech.
As Tim Riley explains, a church destroyed during the German Blitz, gutted but still standing in London, was selected for the memorial.
7,000 stones were carefully dismantled in London, numbered, put back together here in Fulton. The Times of London called it the greatest jigsaw puzzle in the history of architecture.
The church had roots that dated to the 12th century. It had been rebuilt in the 1600s after the Great London Fire, then bombed out during World War II. It was moved here in the 1960s. Churchill spoke of the project.
He said, "What a fitting way to commemorate my Iron Curtain speech in Fulton." So he knew about it. He didn't live to see the project completed in 1969. He died in 65.
Today, the beautiful old stone church stands on campus in honor of the speech delivered here and remembers the man who helped lead the Allied forces during World War II.
It's a little bit like a presidential library for a British prime minister. We look at Churchill's early years in the 1890s, his young soldier, his time in World War I, of course, the World War II years. And then, of course, what happened here is featured prominently in our galleries.
And in front of the church is a section of the Berlin Wall, a symbol of the Iron Curtain that Churchill predicted in his famous speech at this spot in 1946. Traveling the countryside in Fulton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.